Everybody's a little down right now, but it's a game, man. We have to go back to the drawing board and shake back from it, hopefully. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
What was the message from Trev in the game?
Trev was disappointed at the time. He said we got a lot of work to do. So us as the guys, we could meet up as a group and really discuss what we need to do as a team. So we hopefully get to it.
So just players?
Yeah, it was just a group. It was just a team meeting that we had. So
when it's player driven like that, is that a little bit different to when the coach is running?
It's pretty different because you really get to express yourself as more of a player and where you want to come from and where the team is coming from at the time. So, yeah.
And you did it straight after the game or back at the hotel?
No, it was actually before our flight, so.
And so that was today then?
Yeah.
So who leads that?
Our captains. So they take control of the meetings and tell us what we need to do and what's asked of us to be done. So our captains definitely.
Do you feel like you got a lot out of that sort of meeting?
We got a lot out of it. We're getting more and more into depth about it, probably when we get practice. So it's right now on cliffhanger, so yeah.
You've had a couple of meetings, sit around the circle, sort of discuss what's going on, meetings in the past couple of weeks. Are they having the impact that would be just...
They're having an impact. It's just we just need to transfer from one place to another, and that's on the court. So that's where we're headed with this.
I suppose it shows that the players are taking ownership of the issue?
Definitely.
Yeah. The inability to score... at the moment. It's obviously yourself scoring, Casey scoring, not too many others are scoring. It's frustrating you're not getting a bit more avenues towards the basket.
It's not too frustrating. Teams have been scouting us and they know our tendencies, so they really did a good job scouting us, so we just have to come with a better scouting report and find a way around it. So that's what basketball is. It's a tough league, so finding different avenues to get to the bucket and score points is what we're looking for.
So that was one of the things discussed. You need to have more a bigger range.
No, that's coming from me. That's really just my thoughts about it. My thoughts about the game and my thoughts about how things are going right now.
How are you going? It's been a tough year.
Yeah, it's been a tough year, but I'm getting through it, man. I'm trying to stay mentally strong for it, mentally prepared for every game. So, just taking it as it is.
It feels like your confidence has risen though in the past.
Yeah, it's getting better and better. I wouldn't say it's all the way there yet, but it's gaining. I can feel myself getting back to my old ways. So. Hopefully it just continues.
Did your confidence take a big hit?
It took a little hit, but it didn't take me too much to get out of it. But we'll get there.
And when people are saying they need to change the team around, your name keeps picking up?
I really don't really just pay too much attention. It's me more mentally. Me want to be better myself and do the best thing for me. So.
What do you guys do over the weekend? Do you train more? Do you train less?
We probably take the weekend off, but most of the guys really probably might come in and take some shots, put shots up, and even though we're off, still put in work to stay ready for the next game.
Did it feel like when shots weren't landing last night, did it feel like just everything was going against you in a way, and the pressure built and built and built?
The pressure does build, but as long as we stay together, everything will be okay. We just need to stay together as a team and just have each other's back, so... That's where we really need to gel in and bond our chemistry together right there.
So committing to not fracturing, just staying.
Yeah, just don't erupt it, just stay together as a whole.